Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. All right, welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we're talking about a kind of different movie. I don't know. It's different from really any other movie I feel like we've covered on the podcast. We were talking about This Is the End, yeah. 2013. If you haven't seen this movie, you should go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Elaine, this is your first time, right?
Uh-huh.
Everyone else, we have
on
all seen it.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how much do you hate it?
How much do I hate it on a scale of 1 to 10 or 100, meaning 100 is the most I hate it?
Sure.
20.
What?
20. Oh, okay. 20. Okay, so like a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
So like not the worst.
A 10 hate. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Nice. Yeah. So you liked it?
Love it.
I did.
You just have thoughts about some things, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still me, but I did not hate it as much as you guys made me think that I would.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this is Grace's pick. Do you want to tell us why you picked this movie?
Well, when we were like, we're going to do possession movies. And I think the first one that was picked was, a funny one. Oh, might have been Idle Hands or something. Or
Deathgasm.
Yeah. And I was like, wait a second. I want this one then. It's technically a possession movie.
Yes. Yep.
So this is my pick.
Nice.
I love it.
Hell yeah. And no, I'm glad you.
I love it so much.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in like 10 years. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could like recite the whole movie, I feel like.
No.
Yeah.
I saw it fairly recently, like after it came out. And then that was it.
Oh, we saw it in theaters.
It was fun revisiting it.
I saw it in theaters, but I had not seen a trailer and I didn't know anything about it.
Oh.
Like what the premise was at all.
Oh.
So I was shook watching it.
Did you like it?
What the fuck is I love it. I love it so much. But I was just like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
We were like crying laughing in the theaters. And I was like, they had to have written this as they went. They were just like, wait, let's add this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Very ad-libbed.
So much.
Elaine, do you have a pun?
Yeah, but like you guys, I couldn't really think of a good pun to find. You know what I mean? Like I was looking for apocalypse. Armageddon, end of the world, but I didn't really find any that I liked. This one is okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
A man on a tractor has just driven past me yelling, "The end of the world is nigh." I think it was Farmageddon.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Really it's getting really funny.
I like it's okay.
It's okay.
So I'm going to do something fun and just try a Trivial Pursuit question randomly.
Horror Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, well, yes, of Horror Trivial Pursuit, of course. And it's just going to be random. But some of these movies, I don't know. Okay.
Trivial Pursuit is so hard. I feel like a good one. A lot of these are going to be hard.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Let's hear it.
This is a good one. Because I know the answer.
Okay.
The Birds, 1968, lacked what conventional film element?
Score?
Oh.
Yes. There's no music in the whole movie.
Ooh.
Nice.
I don't actually know if I've ever seen The Birds. That was just a guess.
Oh my god.
It's been probably
of course
I don't think it's probably 15 years.
Oh, I've really?
Yeah.
If I have seen it.
Yeah, it was a child.
So long ago. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I do remember it, though. And I was just like, this shit's intense. I don't think I like birds very much.
This shit's intense.
I love birds.
I love that movie so much. And every time I see a grouping of birds now, or any of us in our family, we're like, no. Because that's what she does every time she sees them. Just no.
Maybe I'll watch it later today.
That is
wonderful, and I have my birds tattoo planned out.
Mm, nice.
Hell yeah!
It's very cool. They're my favorite kind of movies.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nice. Oh, very that's fun. Cute. I'm excited to do more little trivia questions.
Oh, good.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us some background on this movie, Grace.
Okay. This movie was written and directed by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. I'm not going to say what they did because...
Hello.
Yeah, hello. This actually started out as a short film called Jay and Seth versus the Apocalypse. It was written in September 2006. It is a 9-minute video on YouTube. And it was written by Seth and Evan and directed by James Stone. If you guys have the opportunity, you should go watch it on YouTube. It's pretty dumb, but pretty good. The original idea for this movie was Seth was going to make a music video for Busta Rhymes, and then that they were attacked by Ant-Men that came out from the center of the Earth.
Oh, okay.
That clearly didn't work.
I'm glad they went the direction they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because of the, you know, the 9-minute video on YouTube, it got picked up, and then they were approached to, like, make a whole movie, and then he was like, let's make a Busta Rhymes music video, and that would have been a terrible idea.
Terrible.
The original ending was that Morgan Freeman was going to be God in heaven, but declined. Yeah. But
lame.
The ending is the most perfect ending to a movie ever, so it's fine.
So good. Can I tell you, I was expecting Morgan Freeman.
Oh,
it just really? Well, then, sense.
There you just go. Felt it like fits. It.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
I think because of, like, you know, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
You know, it.
He's probably
lame.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Emma Watson left the film because of the sex slave scenes, and Seth Rogen actually feels really terrible about all of that, and he wished he would have handled the situation better and differently, and he feels bad for that relationship.
Good.
Because she refused to film anymore after that.
Oh, well, that's nice that he said something.
It is very nice.
Yeah, that he acknowledged that, like, he should have gone about it differently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seth and Evan thought that this was going to get an NC-17 rating. They made it as dirty as they could be, and they were very surprised that it was even approved for release.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently... this is the last movie to be rented at Blockbuster, but I don't know how...
How would you even know that?
Yeah. But it says on November 9th, 2013.
Hmm.
Maybe it was, like, the last, like, new release that Blockbuster, like, took on to be rented, you know?
That would... Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, before they went under.
The last movie ever rented.
Ever.
Yeah.
That would make more sense, huh? But that's all I have. I don't have a ton, but I think it's because of that 9-minute video. That whole 9-minute video has its own Wikipedia page.
Nice.
But it's pretty good. It's kind of goofy and ridiculous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I suggest watching it. And then there's also a blooper reel on YouTube that was hilarious.
I bet that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's it. That's all I have, guys.
Nice.
Cool.
Sweet. Yeah, so, you know, the drill. If you haven't seen this movie, you should watch it. Otherwise, the whole movie is going to get spoiled for you. So go watch it and then come back because we'll be here. Without further ado, would you like to get on into it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
As a group of guys that must survive the apocalypse and each other. Seth meets Jay at the airport. Then they go and get some gluten on the way to Seth's house and get real high. They are discussing a party that will be at James's house. Jay doesn't want to go, but they go anyway. At the party, they discuss art and Jay meets everyone. Rihanna smacks the shit out of Michael Cera and Jonah is super fake to Jay. After being there for a while, Jay feels very left out and leaves to get cigarettes with Seth. While they are there, there is a huge explosion that happens and people are being abducted by blue lights. Seth is covered by debris and misses it all. Only Jay sees what is happening. They run back to Franco's and try to tell everybody that the earthquake just happened, but Jay thinks it is something else. No one believes him, except for Jonah. The house starts to shake, so everybody runs outside and chaos ensues.
Gluten!
Gluten!
Oh my god.
Their whole conversation about gluten is I guess I shouldn't eat gluten.
So funny.
Carbs are gluten.
Fat's gluten.
Like, there's...
You should take a shit like 9 times a day.
That is not true.
Who said that?
That's what they want you to think.
Also, trigger warning to anybody. This is just going to be like Shaun of the Dead or whatever. We're just going to, I feel like, recite the lines of this whole movie.
That's basically all my notes were. It's just
I took no notes. I'm just
the funny notes.
Gonna say the things.
Yeah, I didn't take any notes either. I used to, because this came out 2013. Yeah, so when I had Aiden and I was up like every 2 hours breastfeeding him in the middle of the night, this was one of my like go-tos that I just always on. So I've seen it so many times. But it's so good. I actually really love Jay Baruchel. I think he's so
cute. I love him. He's so cute.
She's Out of My League. I love that movie.
Yes.
And I love this because I do feel like, I mean, they kind of play up their themselves a little bit, I think, but it pretty much just is them. Truly. Yeah, 100%. Them just being themselves, and it's great.
Do you have a note on that at all, Elaine, with the script or anything?
Yeah, I know that there wasn't really a script. I think it was like 15 pages long or something, and then the rest of it was just completely ad-libbed, improvised.
That's amazing.
I did also sense. I also saw that so Michael Sarah smacks Rihanna's ass, you know? And Rihanna said that it was okay as long as she got to actually smack him in the face too.
Oh, right.
I think that's only fair.
You can tell. I mean, that smack is
real.
She smacks the fuck out of him. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love Michael Cera in this movie. I know he's only in it for like 2 minutes, but
it's so funny.
It's so funny. His butthole is adorable as I thought it would be.
Yeah. I imagine it's like a little pink sprinkled donut.
You want to sip?
Like when he goes sip time.
Sip time. My note on the script, or something I found, I guess, on the script was that everybody agreed to just being like an elevated asshole version of themselves, basically, except Franco wanted to make it even more so. So he took it to the next
like
level.
Like really upped the ante there.
Yeah, he was the only one that tracks. Argued it and was like, I'm gonna make it worse.
That tracks.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I was gonna see how we all felt about discussing the things.
I absolutely love James Franco in these movies. Now, if he were to come out with a movie, I would not watch it.
Yes, that's my.
But it just some of the parts feel like really icky to me with what they talk about, and I'm like, oh, but you,
right?
You though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lindsay Lohan comment to me is like,
yeah,
that one's bad.
Yeah,
bruh. Yeah,
but otherwise, nothing is like to me is like
The whole conversation, the whole rape thing with Emma Watson.
Oh,
like,
but I think it's because I think because Jay brings it up, it's not as
bad.
As bad, I guess, because
I think I just feel gross because he's involved. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is a bummer, man. You know,
it is a bummer because I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
I love his. I was like, he's hilarious.
I was reading, you know, more on just like the allegations that like did come forward last night, and I don't know. It's shitty because it's like one of those things where it's like, okay, yeah, they're not as bad as some of the other allegations that have come forward with other actors. But it's also like that says a lot too. You know, right. Like there's still, it's still an issue. It's still problematic. Mm-hmm. He's still a dude with power, it in Hollywood. And it's
Why the fuck
does this have to keep happening?
Right.
Did you watch? There's like a YouTube video because I started watching like bloopers and then it like a whole, you know, thing happened of there was like a video of him quote unquote apologizing, and it honestly made me hate him even more, and I had to turn it off because I was like, I'm never going to watch a movie with him in it if I continue to watch this. It like he never took credit for it and was blaming his childhood and how he used to be an alcoholic. Oh. And like I was like, fuck you, dude. And that pissed me the fuck off.
Just not sincere.
So he has like no accountability.
It wasn't sincere. He wasn't taking no accountability. He was like...
Just a PR stunt.
Yeah, and like... I used my power and I, you know, like, I don't know. Like, he, it would just, like, it pissed me off, honestly.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that I had to, it was like a 20 minute video of an quote unquote apology, but I think I watched like 6 minutes and I was like, I gotta be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a unfortunate separate the art from the artist type situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like I said, I'm not going to
appreciate what was and the newer stuff now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not going to support anything that he does moving forward, even if he does any. I don't think he would be able to do anything, but
Well, that's even like that's like the stance Seth Rogen took on all of it, too.
Yes. And I did like, watch a video of him talking about it, too, actually.
We're not going to work together anymore.
And he feels really bad, I guess. Like when it first started to come out, he was like not 100% on it and he wasn't sure what was happening. And so he didn't really say anything. And I guess he feels really bad for not saying something when it first happened.
I like Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. And he's like, I really feel really bad. I shouldn't have taken his side. Like he, that makes me.
Well, that's like, good that he, more. Can apologize for not handling it as good as he could have. Yeah.
Like I said, same with that Emma Watson thing. And I don't think Emma Watson's even said anything about it. He came out and said, I'm an ass and I should have dealt with that differently.
Oh, right, that's good.
To make sure, like, she felt more safe, and
no,
I like him.
I love Seth Rogen.
Me too.
I
think he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Jonah, he just seems like a dick. Like, James Franco seems like douche using his power.
A little bit of a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill, after all that shit, seems like a fucking dick.
Like, just an asshole. Dick.
Yeah.
Just an insecure man. Nasty man.
Just so unfortunate.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Do better, guys.
Do better.
Mm-hmm.
Be like God Seth Rogen, as far as we know right
be
now.
Be like Seth Rogen.
To date.
Oh, that would
I
be
to date age as well.
Very upset.
I would,
if anything.
I would be very upset if any allegations came forward about him.
Uh-huh. It's like you can't trust anybody.
I'd be very sad about that.
So, like, your favorite people all the time.
Yeah. Like, fuck, man. It just keeps happening. Like, stop being shitbags.
Yeah.
Shitbags.
Shitbags.
Well, anyway, back to the movie. As of when this movie came out, we didn't know about any of this shit, and it was funny.
Right, and it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Still funny to me.
Yeah.
Just.
I laughed a lot.
Just unfortunate.
Well, yeah. Just unfortunate. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I love the whole party scene because you're getting everyone's personality.
Yep.
And meeting everybody.
Mm-hmm. I love all the little cameos in it too. Like Jason Segel's in it for just a sec. Yeah. I love him so
much.
And
he talks about fucking. I love him so much. He talks about the.
So much.
What fucking show is he in?
How I Met Your Mother? Is it that one?
How I Met Your Mother, yeah. How he's like, I don't know where the cereal is.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
And Kevin Hart looks so young.
Oh, it's my God.
I know.
He's so changed tiny. A ton.
So small compared to the
cereal. He's so little.
And Jay's whole conversation about, like, not being a hipster. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's like a hipster, right? He's like, no, I just don't like L.A.
You don't like Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
He's like, you do seem to hate a lot of things, and the bottom of your pants are awfully tight.
Awfully tight.
So funny.
I also love Craig Robinson so much.
Oh, my God.
I love him so much.
He's fucking great.
Oh, yes. Same.
Yeah, I love him.
He's so funny in this movie.
He's great.
I know. And he's hilarious in, like, everything. He's hilarious in The Office.
Always. The Office.
He just seems like a funny dude that doesn't need, like... Yeah. All
like
these
a
people
funny
are
dad dude.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
when they're at the store and Seth Rogen is like, the cash register lady is mean. Can you buy this for me? I have anxiety.
Dude, I felt like that. Same. Yeah. Fucking same.
With the bathroom thing, he's just staring at her like, oh my God, I don't know.
And this is actually so good because up until this point, I'm like, oh my God, is the whole movie going to be like this? And it is, also it's not. But then all of a sudden, there's just like a fucking explosion and it kind of jump scared me. And I was like,
what the fuck?
It's pretty good. Yeah, and then the gal is dead, and then I was like, is this about aliens? Like, what is it?
Right.
Yeah, when you don't know
what it does kind of come off that way at first.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And it's great because that's, like, then as the viewer, you're going through exactly what they're going through because they're what the fuck is happening? Like, what is this? Like, no one knows, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
So great. I currently have it on.
Oh, good idea.
Just because. And Michael Cera just got stabbed with the fucking the light.
Oh, my God. That's
where the fuck is my fucking cell phone? Oh, that's
empty pockets.
I love when Craig Robinson just kicks Aziz Ansari's head. He's like, sorry, God. Aziz. And he just runs off.
And then later he's like, I tried to save Aziz.
I tried to save Aziz.
And fucking Paul Rudd stepping on that girl's skull.
Oh my God!
Paul Rudd should have been saved.
Sorry.
Why wasn't he saved?
He died.
Raptured.
He should have been saved. Oh yeah, he fell.
He died.
Yeah, he fell. Oh yeah. Rip! I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I just remember him running on falls that right in. Skull.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's like, ooh, and it just like sorry. I also like when that
giant
one...
bottle of wine.
Yeah. I like when that one comedian. I don't remember his name, but he's like, Jay, can you pull me up? I'm going to put my whole weight on you. Can you do this? He just dies immediately. Like,
I'm just going to swing up.
Yeah. My whole weight.
Work.
I don't know his name either. I'm watching it right now.
But
he's
from him,
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the audiovisual geek and the Santa Claus movies. Hey. Yes. You would throw that in there, Lorelai.
Do you love the Santa Claus movie? Coming.
Oh my God, yeah, that's childhood.
The Tim, what's his name? Tim Allen.
One? Allen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's very nostalgic.
Also, before the apocalypse happens, I love the when James is talking about his art. He's like, "You don't like art?
Oh my God, you don't like art?
Play video games? Yeah. That's art, man. You go to Subway?
You order a sandwich? That's art."
That's art.
So stupid.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Freaking
very chaotic.
Yeah, it's chaotic, and I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. We're not back to when they're inside yet.
That's next.
Like we're not there yet. Next. Okay.
Do you want me to move on?
Next note is yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Back inside, the few survivors are freaking out, and Jonah is very concerned about Jay. Everyone is arguing if they should leave. Or not, they decide to stay and board up the house. Craig takes the dick, and the inventory of food and supplies is taken, including a Milky Way. It is time to sleep, and sounds like war outside, so no one can actually sleep. Seth and Jay discuss what they think is happening. Jay thinks it's Judgment Day. Seth does not agree. Also, we didn't talk about Jonah just like fake loving Jay.
Right.
Oh my God, that was one of my next notes. Like, it's so... over the top.
It's so over the top.
It's hilarious.
It is.
He's
hilarious.
Very funny.
Jonah Hill, America's sweetheart.
With his fucking earring.
He's like, he's not as strong as you. Because Jay's like upset. And James Franco's like, I'm upset. He's not as strong as you.
Is that because I have a note that says soft as baby shit? Is that the same thing?
Soft as baby shit.
That's when they're all talking about, like, because they're actors, they're all soft.
Oh, yes.
Like, none of them could actually handle what's going on. Yeah. So that's why they're going to be rescued first, because...
The fucking, like, helicopter crashes into the house, and Craig gets, like, a cut on his finger.
A little tiny cut.
Oh, fuck.
I like when the freaking Black Sabbath song is... on and it's like silent with them talking. I don't know. I really like that.
Yeah.
And then Craig's like, I'm gonna take this dick. go over here. Take this dick.
Pick this dick. He just drags it.
He's like, anyone need this dick? I don't know why.
I also because love we're the teenage boys. That's why. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
The inventory. And then they're arguing about
the Milky Way.
Bang! 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 Bang. Oh, good. I like yes, things like I get what you're doing. That's you're really funny, actually.
Bang! Bang! You're dead.
You're dead.
Bang! Bang!
So funny.
That was probably the, one of
the argument over the Milky Way because he has LBS. Oh my god! I actually need the Milky Way.
You get
only
one.
That we all get a finger dip of Nutella.
I don't get one bite. One finger dip of Nutella.
I feel like it's so accurate too for like what you know an ill prepared you know actor would have in their house. Like it's all just booze. Some cheese and like
and milk drugs
away. And a and bunch drugs. Of drugs.
Oh
and
yeah, the drug inventory is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're like 10 tablets of LSD.
Yeah, shrooms.
Perfect. A bag of shrooms.
Yeah, I love when they're like laying down.
Oh my god!
And he's like, "Do we go dick to butt? What do we do, dick?" And Jay's like, "No, I'm going dick
go front
up.
To front.
Dicks up,
dicks up, like Scarface."
I love how. They all, like, slowly start making their way down, and they're just like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
And Seth is like, yeah, I do feel safer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay thinks it's Judgment Day. Seth doesn't think so.
Which I think is funny, because isn't he Jewish?
Yes. That's yes. the funniest part of all of it.
Yeah. They're, yeah. like, more than half of these people are Jewish.
Yes. Right.
I mean, I know it's not implied that they're not, but it's just... I don't know.
Right.
Like, we know this.
I guess they were raised. Yeah. Yeah.
I felt that that was the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty hilarious. Just making fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the when was the rapture thing? Like, 2012 or mm-hmm. something? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So they probably right after this were, like, really high, and we're like, let's just
we should make a movie about happens. That actually happening.
Yeah.
CT Crunch?
CT Crunch?
Call it CT Crunch all the time now.
Me too. I just love Jonah. Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang.
Oh, and one porno mag. I forgot about that.
Oh my god!
Oh,
yeah,
the porno oh mag.
My god. Who the fuck even has a porno mag? I love the conversation they have about that later.
Don't just even later? Get me started. Oh my like god. My yeah. favorite hilarious. The whole movie.
So funny.
Fucking Buck Rogers.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on if you guys are.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is the next day, and fucking the King, Danny McBride himself, shows up, cooking all the damn food, completely unaware of anything that has happened. Everyone is pissed. Someone comes to the door needing help. He is decapitated, and Danny finds out that this is, in fact, real. With a camera from 127 hours later, Franco is making a confessional about his first 24 hours in the apocalypse. Everyone is talking about why this is happening. Jay still believes it is the rapture. A sort of montage is made of their lives now. Franco sneaks a few crackers to Seth, and they decide to do all the drugs. They remake Pineapple Express, and Emma Watson shows up again. When I watched this in theaters for the first time, I don't think in the trailer they show Danny McBride in it at all. And so when I see, I fucking love Danny McBride.
You were like,
he's when great.
I see him, when we saw him show up, I was like, this movie, it's like when Will Ferrell is in like Wedding Crashers and you're like, God damn it, this movie just got
yes.
better.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
I just love him because he plays a fucking ass fucking white trash.
So well.
So well.
I and was I like, so I can't wait for this man to die.
Oh.
I love this little so intro terrible. Sequence, though. Like, he
is horrible, yeah.
He gets completely oblivious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does, like, over the thing, over all the food.
Yeah, the, like...
Yeah. And he's just in fucking boots.
Mm-hmm.
In a sleeping in fucking the bathtub. James Franco didn't suck any dick last night. Now I know y'all are tripping.
I know y'all are tripping. But yeah, he does play just like an insufferable human. Yes. So well.
Oh, yes. So well.
The worst.
Completely yeah. insufferable.
And I think like, all of us know a person like that.
Yeah.
You yes. know,
or should like yeah. at least envision it or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Or have known at one point in our lives someone yes. like that. And he just plays it perfectly.
I just yeah.
The gore. The decapitation.
The decapitation.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That was so fun. Good. That was fun. Honestly, it was fun gore and fun cinematography with the
yeah. with the head rolling around.
Yeah. yeah. I like yeah. that.
Oh, and they're like kicking it around and then it hit just like the soccer blink with it.
It's like this dude just died.
Oh my god, yeah. Jonah, when he picks up the head, his reaction.
Did he fucking blink?
It blinked. It blinked. And then how Craig like lays the blanket on top, all like his face, he's so bothered.
Yeah.
So good.
I love it.
I like how in the inventory part, when they're doing the, because they have the video camera, and he's like, from 27 hours later, and then Franco's like, no, 127 hours later.
He's like,
did oh, you see that movie?
It, like, on the inventory. Yeah.
I did not
no,
see
I never
it.
Saw it.
I've
never
seen it. Oh, it's very mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
Mm. I imagine it's pretty intense.
You know what
yeah.
it's about.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally different lane for Franco.
Yeah. yeah, he's pretty good in it.
Mm. I like when in the confessional part when he's like, Danny McBride is here. I don't even remember fucking inviting him. He showed up.
I know the way he just like, and then he's just slowly approaching behind him.
Oh, hey, man. Hey.
Just listening in.
Hey. Hey. Oh, I'm just making a diary, video diary. Fuck that dude, man.
Fuck that dude.
Fuck that dude.
I have a note that says Sinkhole de Mayo.
Oh, Sinkhole de Mayo.
Sinkhole yeah, de Mayo.
Sinkhole yeah. de Mayo. Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
It's when they're trying to figure out what it is, and he's like,
Oh, the big hole outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sinkhole de Mayo. And they're like, Cinco de Mayo. You know, like, I think they're trying to say, like, the Mayans or whatever believe that's like the end of the world or something like that.
Right.
Mayans,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just dumb.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
And then I love when he's like, let's do all the drugs.
Let's do all the
drugs. Like, I don't want to. And he's like, too bad. You should drink a bunch of ecstasy.
Yeah. That's fucking Gangnam Style. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Oh. So, like, of the
what
time.
What age is the movie? Yeah. yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That fucking song. You could not escape that song in 2015.
No, you couldn't.
Jesus.
It was absolutely a very annoying song.
It is.
Oh, it's so stupid. Understand. I don't understand. Like,
like why it took off.
Yeah.
Oh, when he uses his boot to like wipe the piss off the seat.
Oh my God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, God.
He would though. You know?
He would though. Yeah. His tracks. Their remake, their reimagining of Pineapple Express.
Of Pineapple Express.
Is amazing.
Oh my God.
With Jonah Hill, or with yeah, Jonah Hill is Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson. Oh my God, yes. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's just so stupid and awesome.
So good. And like the worst little impersonation of him, really, ever.
Oh, yeah. Really such a bad terrible. Job. Terrible. Just like a terrible southern accent, and he has a cowboy hat on. So he's like, yeah. Woody Harrelson.
And he has like, they have like the little toy car.
And the toy car. Little,
yeah.
I have a fun fact about when Emma Watson comes back.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The role was supposed to actually, it was supposed to be Mila Kunis.
Oh.
Why
instead
wasn't
of
it?
Emma Watson? I guess there was a scheduling conflict.
I'm kind of glad it was Emma Watson. I don't think it would have been as, but I don't know.
Yeah, I like
her. Emma Watson was kind of random, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I like it, though. I kind of like it.
I like it. I like her.
Especially because Mila Kunis is in so many of, the fuck is his name? Why can't I think of it? Seth MacFarlane. She's in mm-hmm. so many of his movies and shit. So, like, I don't know. It was kind of saturated at that time, I feel.
Yeah.
She was in so
yeah,
many of true. His movies.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of a nice change. And yeah, Emma Watson, like, she was not in anything after Harry Potter. I mean, she was in Perks of Being a Wallflower, and that was, like, it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, at this time, yeah.
There were some fatalities. I forgot.
Fatalities. Oh, yeah, you're, like, you're a fucking Academy Award-nominated actor. That's the best you can do?
Fatalities.
We can move on. I don't think I have.
I'm ready.
Emma talks about her experience in the world. She thinks it is a zombie apocalypse. The gang is discussing the rapey vibes. Emma overhears them, and she is not fucking around as she takes all her stuff and leaves. James remembers there is water in the basement. They pull matches to see who has to go. Craig pulls the burnt match. They tie a rope around him so they can pull him back. When they need to, they drop the rope. He sees the demon and runs back inside. The gang starts digging to get the water. Craig is starting to maybe believe Jay and that it is the rapture. It is discovered that Danny made jizz on Franco's nice magazine, and a fight breaks out between them.
The way you worded that.
Made jizz.
That's what he says. He's like, I'm the one. I made jizz on your nice magazine.
I made jizz.
I like when he's like, when I jack off long enough, I start jizzing. I assume the same thing happens to you.
Yeah.
The fucking the conversation they have with Emma.
Oh my
god. So funny and stupid. I love that, like, nobody believes Jay in that this is the rapture, but they're like, oh yeah, zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, you she's like, I zombies, think it's pretty obvious sure what's happening.
It's a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jay's like, did you see any zombies? She's like, well, yeah. No.
It is funny, like, the rape conversation. Just because all of them are just like, whoa, 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 whoa. What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Like, yeah. Why are you even going there?
There were no rapey vibes till you brought it up. Like, what are you talking about? And then.
That's
misconstrued.
Funny. It's the implication. But I think he's like, before that, he's like, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, he's like, whoa, Craig's right here. Whoa.
Craig is right here. Craig like that.
Yeah. They're all so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
So stupid.
And he's like, if anyone's going to fucking rape anybody here, it's you, Jonah.
Jonah. Well, and yeah, I don't know.
What?
Jay was coming from a place of love, you know? He's just trying to look out for his girl, Emma. But
yeah.
And I love how she's just like, nope, fuck this. Like, give me all your shit. I'm fucking gone.
I do love that.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes up for it, to be honest.
Yeah. Right.
Because I really don't like that part.
Axe, and then she's like, fuck you, and give me all your shit, and
yeah
I love it.
All of their liquid.
Yep. All of their liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. smart girl.
Mm-hmm. When they're doing the test to, like, see if they can pull Craig back in, he's like, okay, try it. Okay we're good. He's like, I don't know if I can pull you back, like, in, man, you're kind of big.
He's like, no, you pull me back in,
you promise.
And they still has his towel also. Craig has the towel the whole time.
Yeah.
Which,
just,
like,
take your titties off shirt.
Sweaty? Is it because he produces a lot of sweat? Like, what's the towel for?
Yeah.
The look?
The look? Wait, like, just to have the towel draped? We just didn't talk about taking panties off.
You didn't say your fun fact about the take your titties off.
Take your panties off.
Take your titties off. God damn it.
Take your titties, off. I could try that. I mean, I don't know. The Take Your Panties Off song that Craig sings during the party. He wrote that with Snoop Dogg for the movie.
Oh, nice. It's a great song.
It's so great. It's so funny.
It was the only, like, original, like, new song that was produced for the movie and the soundtrack. So
the soundtrack for this is, I think it's great.
It's great.
It's fun.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. When they are digging.
Oh my god.
It just takes forever and I feel bad. He's like, it's like right here. Right here.
Jay with his shirt over his head just fucking picking at the ground. Oh my god.
Wait, can we talk about when Craig, like, does go outside and then they, like, drop the cord or the rope or whatever it is, and then they get him back in, and then something pulls him back out, and then Jay's like, throw me a knife, and fucking...
Oh, yes!
Jonah throws his head, and he's like, just OMG!
Directly in his leg.
I am so sorry.
J. I am so sorry. And then I think Craig takes it out of Jay's leg and then cuts yeah. the rope off himself.
I think yeah. so.
Mm-hmm. It's so really funny.
So funny.
They're yeah, just bumbling idiots.
Uh-huh. I know. I just love how kind of like gay Jonah plays his character.
Yes.
Right. He's like a very flamboyant man.
Flamboyant. Yeah.
Flamboyant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now oh, knowing the things that he is not.
No.
But anyway, yeah. it is really funny yeah. though. And I do love, I want to talk about it too, how Jay has said, like, now, he's like, I told you I never liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, there was yeah. like a whole interview with him about, like, yeah, yeah. no, that was genuine. Not fun.
Yeah. He's like, I really don't like Jonah Hill.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, after all the shit came out about Jonah Hill, yeah. Jay Baruchel was like, yeah, no, I told you. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So much crazy. Drama in this little group of boys.
I know.
That's a lot of drama.
Am I the drama? Mm-hmm. I don't think
Am I the
villain? I think I'm the drama.
And yeah. of course, Jay's like the only smart one and like of sound mind yeah. in the whole mm-hmm. group. Yeah. Like, why yep. the fuck are you associating with these dumbasses?
For real.
Well, I he's love Canadian.
Seth Rogen's Canadian too, though.
He is Canadian.
Yeah.
And Seth Rogen's smartish mm-hmm. out of the group, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're all dumbasses, but him and Jay are the smartest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Jonah's praying and he's like his last tie to his weird Canadian life or whatever he says talking yeah. about Jay. He's such
yeah.
a dick.
Yeah.
God.
I like the conversation that Jay and Craig have. And then mm-hmm. Danny's like, I hear everything.
Yeah. Danny is yeah. Such a sleaze.
My mm-hmm. favorite conversation though is the fucking porno magazine.
The jizz conversation.
The jizz conversation.
Oh my god.
It's the funniest so funny. Shit.
And it goes on forever.
I was crying.
It goes on forever.
Like,
yeah, same. He's like, no one ever taught you to come to a sock or anything.
You're jerking your dick like a goddamn pilgrim.
goddamn. Close your eyes and hope it doesn't get in your mouth.
Oh, gross.
Like a goddamn fire hose.
He just talks about how he's gonna jizz all over Franco's house.
All over the fucking wall.
Yeah.
Fucking.
All over your fucking shitty art.
Good
my, my mom and stepdad mm-hmm. went and saw this in theaters too, separately from me. And they said that this, like, older woman came into the theater to, like, watch it, like, by herself. And at this point in the movie, she got up. I was
oh
like, yeah,
god.
That,
oh my god.
That's
so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
what
during
it took?
The jizzing conversation. Yep, I guess so.
Why
it really only gets more downhill from there though, so probably good call.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It does. But yeah, the fact that like she hadn't left prior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said she was like a theater jumper, it seemed. Like she just like came in like 10 minutes after the movie started and just like sat down like at the front.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he walks away. He's like, come back and help me dig. He's
yeah.
like, no, I'm too far gone now. I can't turn
I'm too
around.
Far gone.
So you're right there. Just
you're right there.
Just turn around.
Okay. Seth and Jay break through to the water. Craig gives them Terrence Peterson his monkey flashlight keychain so they can see. Everyone is enjoying their water. Danny starts to waste the water and a fight breaks out. Danny is sleeping and the gang is discussing if he should go. He's got to go. On the way out, Franco gives him the gun and Danny shoots everyone, but it turns out it's a prop gun. He leaves, but not without starting some drama first. Jonah is praying, asking God to kill Jay, and while he is sleeping, something not that chilled happens.
I love when he says that and he's like, something not that chill happened last night.
So, something not that chill just happened. We say that to each other all the time. He's got to go. This fucker's got to go. Terrence Peterson, the monkey flashlight keychain. We call every squirrel that we meet is Terrence Peterson from this movie.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
That's why I had to call it out, because it's Terrence Peterson. There's no, it's like the most random thing. He's like, what is this?
Terrence Peterson.
My monkey flashlight keychain.
Before they say he's got to go, and he's dumping water all over himself.
Oh my god.
Absolute fucking worst. I literally was like, I'll throw his fucking ass outside. And then a second later, I was like, oh, okay, good. I was like, I want him to die. Like, he sucks.
He's such a piece of shit.
Oh my god.
Yep.
But I do agree with him, though, because he's like, Jay weighs 150 pounds less than I do, and we're supposed to have the same amount of stuff.
No, that is true.
It is true.
The logic is sound, but then just, like, pouring it all over himself. No. It's like, listen,
right.
I do like that they're drinking. No. I do like that they're drinking the water out of martini glasses, though.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It actually made me so thirsty, this part. I had to go get some more water because I was
It looks so refreshing. Like, oh.
It does.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, wow, I'm really thirsty. And then everyone's just talking about drinking water. And I was like, I need to drink water.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Especially like the, because it's all dry and sweaty from them digging.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The digging part, too. Like, dumbasses. You're breaking through the concrete. You probably shouldn't stand
on it,
like on the part that you're trying to break through. Like you should stand over here and like,
It worked out though.
It did work out.
I also love that Danny falls asleep in Franco's tuxedo because they're not the same size at all.
No, no,
not at all.
And why is he wearing his tuxedo?
Like,
when did that happen?
I think maybe they found it when they broke through the basement because he had a bunch of
with
movie
all the props and stuff.
Props and shit down there. Maybe.
I love when Danny does have to go and it's like you're like kind of feel bad for him for just a split second. And then he just goes to shoot everybody.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I know, that was insane.
It's like you just tried to fucking murder all of us.
Oh,
and who sent me out there with a fucking prop gun?
Who said Seth, you duplicitous twat? No, duplicitous taint.
Does Danny Wright calls him that? Yeah, because he says everything to everybody, like calls them all.
Like, what are you, twatage?
Yeah. Wait, we forgot.
Textbook twatage.
Textbook twatage.
I love that.
I love when it's before this part, when the water with the whole water thing and he puts the gun in Danny McBride's mouth and it's like so tiny and he's like, you fucking nerd, and he just walks away.
Fucking nerd.
That part in the blooper reel they did so many times. He like puts the gun in his mouth because it's so tiny, they just all start like hysterically dying.
I don't know how they made it through any of, like, I don't know how they were to shoot,
honestly. You can see during the like come conversation that Seth Rogen is laughing, like if when the back the camera's to his back, you can see his
he's
body
like shaking.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know how they made it through any of it.
I'm sure
I could not be a comedic actor. Like I laugh at everything. Like I could never be on SNL. I couldn't do any of that shit because I just
can't. Well, we could though because we're really good actors though.
Nope.
We're great.
I could do it.
And I like when he leaves, he's like, bye, peace.
Yeah.
Oh, Jonah praying.
When he's praying.
It's me, Jonah Hill from Moneyball. Is that what he says?
Moneyball.
Yeah.
Moneyball.
You know, one of those.
And he wants Jay to die.
Yeah, but that's what you're going to pray to God to? Like, about? Like,
like, what a piece of shit.
Dude, that's not how that works.
When the demon, Satan, whatever. Okay, I see. Why does it have to have a dick? Like, why does it?
Oh my god.
It's so enormous.
I feel like it's insinuating
a way that he was possessed.
I know.
Yes.
Right.
Like, but even like later, when it's huge and it has a dick, I think that they were just like
battling it. Yeah.
It has to have a dick. It needs one.
Right. Yes.
Men are just like that with dicks. Yep. They're always drawing them. They're always, they're obsessed with penises. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I just, I, It's something not that chill.
Yeah.
That's his way of describing what happened.
That.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, why not?
Be as absurd as possible.
Right. The most ridiculous thing ever. Anyway.
I think I'm ready for the next part.
I am as well.
This time, Seth pulls the burnt match, so he has to go to the neighbors to get more supplies, but he refuses. Jay and Craig decide to go. Seth and James believe Jonah is having an LBS episode, but really, he is possessed. Craig and Jay find food, but Jay doesn't want to go back. The demon breaks into the house. Jonah vomits everywhere and attacks them. Lots of back and forth here in this. Jay and Craig make it back, and the gang is able to tie Jonah to the bed. They finally realize what is happening and discuss that they might not have been chosen. I like the back and forth with
yes. Chaotic.
Yeah, it's very chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth is like, I'm not gonna go. I don't wanna.
Like, yeah.
And then Jonah's
I'm
like,
I'm not fucking going.
And when Jay's like, I'll go, Jonah's like, oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's happening.
And then Craig only decides to go because he's like, he can't carry enough stuff.
Doesn't he say something about his arms?
Yeah.
Probably.
He makes a comment about his tiny little arms.
About having skinny little arms.
Yeah. Which he does.
He does. Mm-hmm. He's a very
he's a
skinny
small man. He's very, skinny very thin.
He's got a cool body.
When they think fucking Jonah's having an LBS episode, and they're like, baby bird the Milky Way.
He's like, oh, you swallowed it, though. You swallowed it.
Like, it's so and he wipes the stuff from the corner of his mouth and he's like, smell it. It's like, oh, it's like puke. Oh, God.
It's and then so
when
brown.
It gets all over them,
it goes all so over them.
Obnoxious. Oh,
so icky.
Mm-hmm.
The color of it, too, really bums me out because it's not like pea soup from you know, The Exorcist. No. It's just
it's like literal
brown poop. Sludge. Brown. Like, so gross.
It's really unfortunate.
When he's gonna, he's like, I'm a titty fuck you, Seth.
Are you bees or like a small C?
He's like, I don't know. It's pretty good. Like him, like them being thrown around and stuff is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The visual effects honestly are pretty good, except for when they're outside. That's not the best, but honestly, it's pretty good throughout the whole movie. Like, it's better than
it's
other movies we've seen.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Newer movies, too, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do have something on that.
Oh.
I actually found things on this movie. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. God. Fucking wild. So, the hellhound scene, which is the, like, demon thing that goes after Jay and Craig in the house, was filmed with a practical creature. But was replaced in post with CG.
Oh.
Because they didn't like how the practical one looked, I guess. Mm. So they had a guy in a demon suit, and it looked amazing in real life. But then when they, like, watched it back, they were like, oh, maybe that doesn't look too good.
It just didn't translate.
Yeah, it just wasn't what they wanted. The visual effects supervisor, Paul Linden, he was like, I think I can replace this thing with a big-ass fuck monster. That was like a direct quote and was like laughing about it. He's like, honestly, I think you're going to want a big monster here. I don't think you're going to want a little human sized guy in a suit. And he was right. Yeah. So they decided for the new monster, since they were doing CG, they could kind of do whatever. They wanted it to be inspired by the monster thingies in Ghostbusters.
Like the
demon dog
statues
thing.
That like come out.
Totally.
Oh,
how funny!
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I love it.
Cool. That worked out very nicely for them, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looks really good. It looks good.
I mean, it looks pretty good. Yeah,
but yeah, nice. That's awesome. CG. I feel like it wasn't like amazing, but like it was.
It was terrible.
Like good enough. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's way better than other movies.
100%.
And especially for a movie that's like not supposed to be taken seriously.
Joke.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Adds to it, if anything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that when they're in the other house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jay is like, we could just stay here. I'll be really good to you.
I'll be really good to you.
Yeah.
So cute.
Like, none of them are his friends.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I like when James Franco and Seth Rogen are running through the house and they go in that closet and Seth Rogen is breathing so fucking loud.
He's
like,
oh my God.
Like,
I don't know where else to breathe.
Yeah. Even through like his nose. And then he does like a nose to mouth, nose to mouth. Like, fuck.
He would be a mouth breather. I love how
he would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would. I love though how goofy it is when they open the doors on him to try to like run away. Like, it's so like.
And James just like picks him kind of.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! You brained him.
You brained him.
Brained him.
You
brained him.
It's great.
It's amazing.
I do like when they're talking about like why they might not have been chosen for the rapture.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, well, because we're all.
I gouged a man's eyeballs out. The first one was an accident. And Seth Rogen's face is like, ooh. This is the comment about Lindsay Lohan that I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't think that didn't age at all, well, even for 30 seconds. But like,
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should have just let that little bit out.
You know, there are some times when like, your favorite actor is just playing like the worst kind of person. And I'm always like, are you just a really good actor? Or
is this just you?
Actually, like, well, see,
horrible.
That's how I feel about Ben Affleck. I just think he's a dick.
I just think
he's a piece of shit.
Yes.
He's like, an absolute asshole, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny. We were just talking, Joey and I were just talking about that the other night because we were watching Dazed and Confused. Uh-huh. And just
he's such a dick in that movie,
and
right.
Yeah, he's just a piece of shit in real life. Like
that's like a long time ago.
Yeah, that was like the beginning of his career.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
just a dick.
Yeah, right, and he plays it so well. So it's like, oh no,
exactly.
That's why it's so believable. Okay,
right. Cool. And so then when James Franco is like making this really kind of creepy, I'm like, oh well, it turns out.
That was just
you.
And I've never seen it, but that Spring Breakers movie is...
Oh!
Because, like...
I've never seen it.
Selena Gomez is quite young. Like, still...
Yeah.
They're all very young. All three of those girls in that movie. Don't watch it. It's literally just, like, a bad porno.
Oh,
yeah, that's kind of the vibe I got, and that's why...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Well...
I'm ready.
Okay. This is The Exorcism of Jonah Hill. The gang tries to help Jonah, but it is not working. An argument starts, and the house catches fire. The demon sees them, and Craig decides to be a hero. James, Jay, and Seth are attacked by Danny and his new friends. James creates a diversion to save the day, and almost himself. Jay and Seth exchange a wonderful moment together and are both saved, cutting off the dick of the demon.
Yes.
I love the exorcism of Jonah Hill. Their little spatula cross.
It's so great.
The Bible.
I love that they're having Jay do this too, because they're like, oh yeah, well, he knows about this shit.
So yeah.
Like, he's going to do the exorcism.
Mm-hmm. Just quoting.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, and he's literally just quoting the exorcism.
That's all he's doing.
Power of Christ compels you.
Oh, does it?
Does it compel me?
Does it compel me? Yeah.
So but good. Then, fucking Seth ruins it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Seth is...
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that, Seth?
Why'd you do that, Seth?
I don't know.
I love that you said Danny and his new friends. I like that that's how you worded that in the fucking synopsis.
Wait a second, you guys.
That shit.
That is the most fucked up. He's like... I fuck this dude right here. What the fuck? What? Like, why is that even part of this movie?
I know. And I love that, like, Channing Tatum was on board to do it.
Was bound to do that. For it.
That's so funny.
Fun fact.
Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay.
True. As well. True. Seth Rogen sent him an email explaining in detail what this small role was and that he wanted him to do it. And then 3 hours later, he said yes.
3 hours?
Wow.
Yeah. I took like, he was just like, into it.
I love when they see that it's Danny McBride and he's all, hey guys, I'm a cannibal now. It's crazy.
Okay. I'm a cannibal now.
He's only been gone like a day, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, that much
time. Not very
time.
Much time has passed.
No.
Not at all.
Amazing.
Oh, wait. Before that, I forgot that they find fucking James Franco's like stash of food.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pissed.
Fucker.
Mm-hmm. Fucker. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and this is a quote, and I'm just going to read it just because I don't want to have to, you know, fucking paraphrase. Mm-hmm. So, the fire scene with possessed Jonah Hill is largely practical, which is insane. Fire's scary. We had the guy run down the hallway on fire, and we had Jonah doing a lot of the same action just in camera. Mm. We lined up the shot. Jonah ran at the camera, roaring. Then we had the stunt guy do the same thing. Then we used visual effects to match it up and probably rebuilt some of his face. That shot with the clearly visible facial prosthetic. We probably just ran out of money on that shot. What's interesting is Jonah is never wearing makeup in any sequence. The whole effect that's done to him, the kind of like zombified possessed Jonah, is all CG. It was a good lesson because it was something we didn't have a whole lot of money for.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought when it was good.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
It's going to
happen in like 10 minutes. I'm going to watch.
When they do the blooper reel, he has no makeup on. You can see it.
Ah,
so that's how I knew. I was like, oh, they edited it on there. That's crazy. Well, but the fire, you can tell, is real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like the makeup to me didn't seem like, you know, complex. Great. So I think it's funny that they went for CG because I feel like it would have been probably easier and cheaper to just do real makeup.
Yeah. Just like some blue face paint.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gray, blue, and there you go.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah, pretty funny.
But the fire, you can tell, is real.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, it's scary. Like you said in the quote, just scary.
Yeah.
Running away from... It was very Michael Myers. Him running after... Oh, no. Who's on fire?
Who's on fire? Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. When he's...
In the first one, when he goes up the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Goofy.
Yep.
I love it.
Nice. Back to Danny and his friends. I just, it is so ridiculous. It's so not necessary and over the top. And I love it. And it's,
I think insane. It's so funny.
I love it.
It's great.
It's interesting to me that is what, like, upset Emma Watson the most about all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she was.
Did she just not know?
I guess
like,
not.
Did she not read that
she was
scene
supposed to be one?
Maybe. Because it sounded like she was supposed to be there for that and was like, no.
I see.
She's like,
well, okay. I get that then.
Yeah. Like in the interview or whatever, it kind of sounded like that. So
that makes sense.
Especially if she didn't know prior that's where they were going with that.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I like that she was like, I'll still be, you can keep my scene in the movie, but I'm done.
But I don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. When James gets raptured and doesn't, he's like, suck my dick. And then he doesn't.
Yes.
And then they eat his ear off and Danny's like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they just start eating him right away.
They just eat him.
Yep. Ew.
And it's fitting, though. Just demon with a big dick.
With a giant dick.
Oh, my God.
Giant dick.
Fucking hilarious.
With the dick.
Like,
I thought that was so great that they had to, like, sacrifice themselves for one another to go to heaven.
Yes.
And then Jay tries to bring Seth with him, and he can't.
And he can't.
And it's, I will always love you.
I know.
Yeah,
it's so perfect.
And then the fucking light when he's like, I gotta go, like, you can't take me. And then the light saves him, like, in the demon, and then cuts off his dick. And then the cuts demon's, like, holding his dick.
He's holding it.
Oh, it's absurd.
So dumb.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it so much. I love the the song is, because it's like a love moment, you know, between them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like when Craig gets saved, too. We didn't talk about that, but... Because then they realize, and then they're in, and then they're in James's car, and they're like, "Man, you're so cool. You're just like, you got a cool body. You can just take your shirt off whenever you want." And he's like, "How come we're not saved yet?"
They've been nice to each other for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, you just say nice things cool to each other and be saved.
You got a cool laugh, man.
You got a cool laugh.
Got a cool body.
Yeah, you got a cool body. Idiots.
I'm ready for the finale if you guys are.
Me too.
Okay. Everybody is in heaven living their best life, rocking their body right. That's it, you guys.
Body right. Backstreet.
I was like, all right. I remember in theaters when we saw this, I was like, how are they going to end this? Like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
It's the perfect ending.
It's perfect. It's
so perfect.
Yeah.
And I respect the Backstreet Boys even more for being down to agreeing. Do this.
Yes. Yeah. Same.
Jay, I read an interview with Jay, and he was saying that like was not like tongue in cheek for them at all. Like all the actors totally respected the Backstreet Boys, and they were like, "This is fucking so amazing. Cool. Do this with you." Like they weren't doing it to make fun of them. They like genuinely were like, "Fuck yes! Like the Backstreet Boys are in our movie."
And, that's so cool. Like that taught them the dance and everything, and
they taught them the dance. They learned it in like a day because they only had like a day to shoot that sequence or whatever. Oh. But he said it was fucking amazing, and he thought it was so funny.
That's really cool.
Apparently, AJ from the Backstreet Boys is like super hilarious and has done like really dumb recordings for comedians, and like is actually pretty funny. So
really.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I love the Backstreet Boys.
He's
so
a goofy
much.
Guy.
I love the Backstreet Boys, except for Goober. Brian, whatever, is a QAnon person now.
Oh no!
Oh, that sucks.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to be more of an NSYNC gal.
Oh,
to be honest.
No, it goes that way. You're either NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do like Backstreet Boys, but
sure, I was more Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I like NSYNC,
sure.
But
yeah.
Yep,
they were my second concert, you guys.
Oh, really?
That's amazing.
After the Spice Girls.
That is amazing.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Iconic.
It is. Wow.
I just like that Craig is like, no, it's heaven. Anything you want. And Jay's like, really? And then it's that. Like, who would have thought?
Yeah.
I know. How cute.
It would be the Backstreet Boys. So cute.
And I love when they, like, tilt their halos. Uh-huh. And, like touch them to each other. So funny.
And then Seth's thing is a segue. Uh-huh. So you can have anything you want. It's a fucking segue. Like, of all the things.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Simple.
Oh, so great.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, most people did love this movie. It has pretty high ratings.
Oh
yeah.
It got 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I was shook.
Damn.
I was shook.
Yeah,
4.1 on Google, 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Do you think it's because it's a joke and doesn't take itself seriously kind of a thing? And like,
probably.
I think so. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think this type of humor is pretty popular as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, honestly, like we were saying, the visual effects and all that aren't terrible.
Right.
Yeah. And Seth Rogen, like, at this point, he was so huge. And had made so many great movies already. So, yeah, makes sense.
All right. Any final thoughts?
No. 10 out of 10.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Fuck yeah. Burr, 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 burr. Gorgage. What would we give it?
Like a 3.
Oh, 2. I was thinking like 5.
Oh, really?
Because the dude's head gets cut off.
I would say like a 4, James for the Franco decapitation. And then the Paul Rudd's dude's head.
Yeah. They eat James Franco's face off.
I like a 4.
I think a 5 is good.
4? 4 or 5?
How about 4.5?
4.5?
Sure.
Perfect.
I don't think we've had a 0.5 yet.
It's been a while since we've had a 0.5.
Yeah.
That works. That works for me. Obviously, this movie, yeah, wasn't scary, but it's hilarious.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
So, are you
shaking
so
in your boots?
The devil's dick.
Yes, I'm scared.
The devil's dick. No, that is scary. Awesome. Well, yeah, our next episode is going to be a little surprise for y'all. So that'll be fun. I think it's going to be a pretty good episode.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yeah. So, you know, you'll learn about that when it happens.
When it happens.
Yeah. Hence the surprise.
Maybe we'll drop some hints on Instagram.
Yeah, I like that.
Throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Mm-hmm. If you're not already, of course, follow us on Instagram and the socials. Just Gore Girls.
Everyone, remember to drink your water and wear sunscreen and lock your doors and wear your shoes.
Yep.
Yep. And don't invite Danny McBride to a party.
Yeah, definitely right. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Unless you want him to eat all your food and drink all your water.
And drink all your water.
And jizz on your nice
magazine.
Yeah. Just don't be a celebrity.
Don't do that. Yeah.
That works.
If you are, don't
watch out for gluten.
Watch out for gluten.
Watch out for gluten.
Take 9 shits a day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.